346 and following.
346, request of Claudia Krenz to address council to honor the memory of the man known as Hayseed.
Good morning, Claudia, and welcome.
My name is Krenz, and I fly this flag half-staff in honor of the human being I knew as Hayseed. He was a man who did what he thought was right, not what people told him, a member of the vigil in the camping ban, which started in 2011. I can best honor his memory by describing some of the encounters that he and his fellow protesters had with other people on 4th Street. March 2012, with the Tibetan community of Portland convened, you know, on the 4th Street entrance to City Hall to protest the 38th anniversary of the Dalai Lama's exile from Tibet. 2013, the Tibetans returned to protest the 39th anniversary. They would not have done so had the vigil protesters been culturally insensitive or disruptive. In fact, this time, one of the protesters live streamed the entire Tibetan protest and posted it online for free. My other example of an encounter is when I infer from testimony given before this council on June 26, 2013, when Xi'an's Bo Baozhu, excuse my pronunciation, spoke to council about many things, including the vigil protesters that were down there on 4th Street while he was talking. He spoke of them as people who looked like they needed some help, not in a condescending way, and then volunteered the proceeds from an auction of 5 statues from his boundary to help the homeless in Portland. I don't know what happened. Perhaps he walked into the 4th Street entrance of City Hall and encountered the protesters there. Perhaps he wandered around Portland and encountered them sometime during his visit. But we can infer that the encounter was positive. Otherwise, he would not have made such a generous offer. And I'm sure that the vigil to end the camping ban was not on the top of everyone's sights to be seen in Portland, you know, for visiting dignitaries. So I was dismayed at the end of July when the vigil protesters were power washed off the sidewalk. I myself saw Hayseed less than a couple dozen times after that. And in the end of February, I learned that he had died a few days earlier, that he had lost his feet to frostbite during the first cold snap of the year. I wish I did not know. But let me conclude by pointing out that this flag, it's not only at half staff, but it's also upside down, which is a universal sign of distress. And distress, distressed, both seem pretty good words to describe Portland right now. Portland did not cause homelessness. Homelessness was not a problem in the U.S. until Reagan. And it's become more of a problem as the capitalism practices become increasingly more virulent. And so I will conclude by quoting former Czech President Václav Havel, who said that a society is best judged by how well it treats its least powerful citizens.
Thank you.
347, request of Barry Joe Stoll to address council regarding living from the outside of planet Earth.